Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Show started at 3. We are live from Old Humble Distilling Company in Humble. The Boomtown Bourbon is here. Get your hands on it. Limited supply. It is the best bourbon you will ever have. It is so good. Date night here at Old Humble Distilling Company tonight as well. Smoking Bowls food truck. It's good to see that everybody important got their food first. That's good. You guys should be last on the list. They did it right. They knew what they were doing. But it smells fantastic. I'm sure you boys won't be hungry for long.
Well, I'm ready to go, so can't wait.
We'll get to this Alpi Shingun hot take here in a little bit, which if it's anything like he complains at officials, and I'm not sure how much we're going to believe him. Junkie says Dubon center field. I don't hate Dubon in center field against left-handed pitching. He should not be your everyday center fielder, though. Just doesn't hit enough.
Totally agree.
Would you take Fromber at 5 years, 125? Baseball Insider says he's going for less than reported. That's 5 quarters.
Yeah, I think I would.
Thank you, Jeremy. Shout out to Jacksonville.
I think I would do 5/125.
Yeah, I would do it.
That seems like a no-brainer.
That's very reasonable.
What's his current year? Was it like 6 years, 100 or something like that?
I'd have to go look, but it's way more than that. I don't believe that he's going to sign for that though. I think he's going to be upwards of $200 million. There's too much of a demand for starting pitching. I understand he had the one cross-up incident, but he was at the general manager meetings like before the general managers were to like meet with everybody about it. I think that Fromber will get closer to 200 than 125.
And I also think if he doesn't get that, if he gets like what the suggestion was, he'll sign one of those shorter-term deals. Oh. Remember, he gets a little more money with oppt-outs after the first and second year.
Like Keuchel did?
Yeah. Who's his guy? Who's his agent?
Not sure.
Whatever, not Boris.
It's not Boris. Fromber is projected in the Athletic to get 7 years, $196 million. So 5 for $125 feels like a long shot from 7/196.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be close to $200 million, personally. We'll see. If the Astros traded for Adley, it would be like Viagra for me, Tyler and Conroe. You guys thought that was way too funny.
Honestly, I'm laughing because I didn't think you were going to read it.
Why not Caratini back? I like the idea of Caratini back. I'm not sure he's an everyday starter, though.
I think he has to come. Well, I mean, if you're even talking about trading Yiner in any capacity, I feel like you have to bring him back.
Well, what if you trade for Adley?
We still need another catcher.
I think he's going to price himself out of the backup catcher market. I think somebody's going to pay him as a starter.
I mean, he's one of the highest paid catchers in baseball as a backup.
Right, but I think he's going to price himself out of it. I think he's a starting catcher. Yeah. I think he's one of the top 30 catchers in baseball, yes.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him especially as like a bridge guy if you're waiting for a prospect to come up.
It wouldn't be something long term. But, like, could I see him get 20 for 2?
Yeah.
Yeah? I mean, you paid him $6 million last year. I think he signed a 12-year, two-year deal. Like, I don't think I think he's priced himself out of that. Now, if you can bring him back as a backup, I would love that. Because I do think he's one of the better backup catchers in baseball. I think he's one of the top 30 catchers in baseball.
So, would you be good if they traded Yiner with Caratini being the everyday catcher next year?
I mean, it depends on the return of Yiner, but it's okay. If I like the return of Yiner, I'd be okay with that. Yeah. Yeah, but if I don't like the return of Yiner, then no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So it kind of swings on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Alpi Shingun had a hot take about his teammate and his friend, Reed Sheppard. This is from Will Kunkel, who was out there at Rockets. I guess this was before their game. Looks like it was one of their practices at their new facility. So here's Alpi Shingun's hot take about Reed Sheppard.
What have you seen from Reed in involving his game throughout the season with more being put on his plate this year?
From the beginning, Reed always been good, you know. It's just like a lot of expectation coming from him because he's like third pick, but he's, I think, doing a pretty good job every game, you know. He makes every shot almost. We give him, he opens space for us. He does good defense. You know, he's just going to get better and better. He's going to be one of the best players in this league one day. And hopefully we see him. We see him get there. We play together, you know. So I'm really happy for him.
He's hanging out with Ryan Hollins too much.
He's going to be one of the best players in the league one day.
I thought the defense take was spicy. Then he went one of the best players in the league.
Yeah, he's hanging out with Hyperbolic Hollins way too much.
Wow. Yeah.
One of the best players in the NBA?
Yeah.
Reed? Wow.
If they're flying next to each other, him and Hollins, gotta separate them.
Yeah,
like get to the back of the plane, one of you. Like just like go away from each other, separate. Oh. No more take sharing.
This is why you can't believe players talk publicly about their teammates, though. Like this is an example of it, because look, I understand what Alpi's doing here. Like, do I think Alpi, in his heart of hearts, actually believes what he just said?
No,
of course not. Do you think Alpi, in his heart of hearts, actually believes that Reed Sheppard's really good defensively?
No.
Whenever he sees them drop into a 2-3 zone every time he steps onto the floor? Of course not. Of course he doesn't think that. But behind a microphone and in front of a camera, he's going to defend his guy. This is why you can't believe. And we do this too much in the media too, right? Like we hear player A talk about player B in such a positive way when they're teammates, and then we hold player A's words as gospel. Mm-hmm. No, he's just lifting up a teammate.
Yeah. He's like, just bragging about his guys.
Like yeah. Jose Altuve?
Yeah, Jose Altuve does it a lot. Yeah,
I think C.J. Stroud, didn't he call Nico Collins Andre Johnson this offseason?
I think he said, something like, he said they have like some similar traits or can be as good as Andre.
I think it was more effusive than that, but it was,
maybe. I don't remember what it was, though.
But it was he definitely compared him to Andre Johnson. I don't remember the exact word.
Yeah, so like, I mean, teammates are going to lift up their teammates. Now, it's just going to happen.
Would you say Jose Altuve was right about Jeremy Payne?
Well, he also said about Cam Smith.
Oh, we still got some ways to go.
Never wrong, just early.
He
was early. He was early on Pena. Yeah.
Never wrong, just early.
Yeah, he sees the future.
I think he said Yordan's like the best hitter in baseball, which went fair. Right.
Yeah,
went right.
That's pretty fair.
Yeah, but I mean, we can't hold what players say about their teammates while they're teammates in that high of regard.
We cannot.
We have to take it with a grain of salt.
But it was this one's extra spicy.
Hyperbolic Shingun.
Yes.
Is that more
sensationalism Shingun?
Was that
Shingun
more hyperbolic
sensationalism
than anything Hollins has said this year?
Probably.
I feel like he was.
What was the big one with Hollins? Hollins was the Kevin Durant middies, one of the signature shots of the game's history.
That still, to me, is the worst one.
I don't know, man. Reed being one of the best players in the NBA is up there. That's up there.
I think it's more hyperbolic.
So now is it
Yao
just,
Ming has handles to be a guard.
That was tough. So maybe it's not just the hyperbolic
What's
Rockets.
In the water there?
We need to have an end-of-year competition when the season's over.
You got to email to level them off, though. Email won't give you that credit.
Well, and Ackerman. Ackerman does a great job pushing back against Ryan Hollins when he
throws
crazy takes.
Oh, yeah, he called him soft when Hollins said that he was glad that the half-court heat Oh,
you forgot about the
no
half-court heat.
Yeah.
It's good for the game. It's costing players millions of dollars in free agency.
What, three shots a game, I think, or a year is what Ackerman said?
That's my favorite hyperbolic Hollins, actually.
Because of Ackerman's response?
No.
Okay.
Just because of how sensational that take is.
It is.
That he actually thinks players are losing millions in dollars because of half-court heaves,
yeah.
Three-quarter court heaves.
That's insane.
That's my favorite
it's
one.
It's an awful take.
I'm encouraged by Reed, though. I just don't think he has best player in the NBA in his bag.
Or great defensive player.
Yeah. No. He can be, I think, a pretty good player.
What percentage of Steph Curry can he get to? Can he be 60% of Steph Curry?
No.
That was a number in my head.
Okay.
I think it's too high.
Can he be half of Steph Curry?
No.
Cocaine Curry can't be half of Curry.
I think he'd be like 40%.
40%? I'd take it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's one of the greatest shooters of the history of the game.
He's going to
be 40% of him?
He's going to be better than Seth Curry, but he's not going to be as good as Steph Curry.
That's the first starting point.
Like, just like be the middle Curry brother. That's what the Rockets need.
Key from L.A., maybe more like Austin Rivers. Gross.
That would disappoint me.
According to Hollins, we never foul. Hollins just bangs the officials all the time.
He complains more about the officials.
Was he worse than Bullard was? Because Bullard was that way, too.
I think so. I don't remember Bullard. It might be recency bias because I don't remember a ton of Bullard. There's been a lot that's happened between now and Bullard for me.
The combination of Bill Worrell and Bullard is, man, they never fouled.
Yeah. No, Hollins is really bad about it. That's not a foul. You can't call that. And sometimes he'll, like, admit it's a foul, but it's like, but they don't call that. You know, like he's still, it's a foul by the letter of the law, but that's never called.
The worst is when they review it,
and then
then he's so adamant, and Ackerman has to be like, dude, he touched his elbow, basically. it's like, do you not see what's on the screen in front of you, basically happening?
Sakakis disagrees with you.
Yeah.
According to Hall, I already read that one. Can he be Ryan Anderson? Two different players. Ryan Anderson was a stretch four. Reed's going to be a combo guard,
but can he be like
slash two guard.
JJ.
I don't think he can be as good as JJ, but I would take 70% of JJ.
Yeah, Korver. He can't be as good as Korver.
No, Korver's also a different player, I think. Korver's more of a wing, 6'6 guy.
Yeah.
You know? Reed's a combo guard. I think if he's 70% of Redick, that'd be tremendous.
That'd be awesome.
I think that'd be very good.
If you can get that guy.
Yeah, that'd be a good thing.
That's a home run of a pick for the third pick in the draft.
Whoa, Austin Rivers had a nice career but wasn't 3 overall pick. Why is he throwing shade? He's a different player, though. Rivers was like a defensive guy, slasher. He hits threes but was never known as a shooter. Is the catcher from Sam Houston State not an option anymore? I heard so many great things about his defense when he was drafted, Keith. You're talking about Walker Yannick. Not next year. I think his ETA is 2027. Was that right? Next year is 2026?
Correct.
2027 will be Yannick's ETA. He didn't get higher than A-ball last year. Apparently the Astros, their minor league philosophy is they don't like catchers to get promotions during the year because they don't want to like learn new pitchers and stuff like that. But the pitchers are moving too. I think it's kind of weird.
I think that's a really bad idea.
I think it's marginal, but I don't disagree with you.
Okay, so the reason why it's a bad idea is because, I don't know, all the Astros pitchers get hurt, so you're going to be learning pitchers all the time?
Yeah, what would he do if he was at the major level?
Yeah,
he'd have to learn new
pitchers. Sorry, Lance McCullers, your elbow can't break right now.
But you're
Walker
baby
doesn't know how to catch you.
But you're baby in prospects.
Yeah, but you got to push him a little bit. Like 1 year at a time?
It
too slow.
It was a first-round pick, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
I think
was it 2 years ago, maybe? I don't think it was 3 years ago. Okay. I think last year was his second year of pro ball.
Okay.
Because, last year was his second year. Because third year at single A would be really bad. It was a second year. He did play in that Arizona Fall League. Apparently had, a pretty good showing. I think he's 2027 ETA. Best case scenario, after the deadline next year. Mm-hmm. And then he'd have to probably be very, very good in the minors. Uncle Barney's on my case. I think you're too critical of Yiner's receiving skills. There are a lot of bad catchers, plus umpires are working very hard to overcome the receiving bias. It's not so much about stealing strikes, though. His framing isn't good, but it's more about preventing 90 feet. I think he's really bad at blocking balls in the dirt, which leads to his pitchers getting wild pitches, which leads to the base runners getting an extra 90 feet, and it drives me crazy. Plus, he's really bad at throwing out runners this past year.
Very bad.
So you would get guys, a walk would turn into a double a lot of times with Yiner. And it depends on who his pitcher is. Javier's the worst pitcher at holding on runners, I think, that the Astros have.
Yeah, he doesn't get much support in that situation, but he's not good at it either.
No.
They can get a clear defensive upgrade over Yiner.
Yep.
Very clear.
It's frustrating, though, because Yiner, his first year, was good at that. Mm-hmm. And then it regressed so bad. He went from top half of the league in pop to one of the worst.
It's one of the coaches they fired.
I know. I hope it's a coaching thing. Reed equals Bob Sura. I disagree. Different games, man. Bob Sura was more of a slasher point guard. He wasn't. He can knock down shots, but he wasn't. He wasn't a sharp shooter. Can Shepard live up to Matt Maloney's second contract? Probably not. That was inflated. Steve Kerr.
All right.
Would you take Steve Kerr's career?
The player? Yeah.
No.
Yep.
He had a pretty long career, but. This texter says that bum ain't anything more than Jimmer Fredette. That's not fair. Jimmer Fredette couldn't make it in the league. Reed Sheppard's already an NBA rotation piece.
Yeah.
Reed Sheppard in his second year at the age of 21 is a true NBA rotational piece. Jimmer Fredette never made it in the league.
Yeah.
He had to go to China.
He is an Olympian, though.
Okay. Three on three.
Yeah, Reed Sheppard would be
Fran Fraschilla was the general manager for that team.
Was he really?
I saw Fran the other day, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. 713-780-3776. Is that?
No, it's not.
Is it a brag to name drop Fran Fraschilla?
Yeah.
I mean, he is really good at what he does, but I don't know if that's a name drop there.
It's not a name drop.
No, he does know my name, though.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
He does.
That's a brag.
That's a brag.
You probably see him how many times a year?
A lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Has 6 to 8 times a season.
Good catch.
What? Oh, accidental. I didn't do that on purpose. All right, 713-780-3776. Willa Bitts coming up next. You never know what you're going to get. We're going to give away some U of H tickets later on in the show as well. Jeremy and Joe live from Old Humble Distilling Company in Humble on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Are you looking to escape the rat race for the weekend, the hustle and bustle of the job maybe, whatever is causing you stress, whatever is causing you anxiety? I got the best idea for you. Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. Escape the city. Enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. Book your stay now. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. They got the open green spaces for you. They got the beautiful nature for you. If you like to fish, they got that. The Two Creeks run alongside their property, the big catch and release pond in the middle of the property, which is great for the kiddos. It's also just 90 minutes from Houston. You're there in an hour and a half. You're not driving across the state all day. Don't have to worry about the airports, TSA, all of that. No, you're there in an hour and a half. You're going to be hiking their 92 acres of property in no time. If you like to kayak, they got that for you. Pickleball courts. They have it all, too. They have glamping for you. That's very fun. They have the cabins that go up to the creek. Awesome. We stayed in the treehouse when we went there at the beginning of the summer. The kids loved it. You have an RV? We'll pull up the RV. They have RV hookup spots and the perfect stay for everybody. They're always taking care of their visitors, too. Let's take tonight, for instance. Crispy nights and cozy lights. They got bonfire and s'mores for you. Even an outdoor family movie. Things for the kiddos tomorrow. And, of course, they got your college football at Swampers as you have a cold one. And right now at Two Creeks Crossing Resort, from November through February, you'll get 40% off all cabin rentals and 20% off nightly RV stays. It's their 40-20 discount, perfect for relaxing by the fire or exploring the beautiful outdoors. Check them out on all of their social media accounts at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. They're always doing giveaways, maybe even a free stay for you and yours. Book your stay now at TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
You're back with Jeremy and Joe, and I honestly have no idea what's happening next. Could it be the next great food debate? Jeremy being a giant buzzkill? Joe trying to do math? Carry the one, Joe. Carry the one. Or maybe they'll recklessly label people as casuals. Let's find out. It's time for the Wheel of Bits.
Oh my goodness, would you look at this? What an enormous bit.
Wheel of Bits, you never know what you're going to get. You just know it's going to be great. We're at the Old Humble Distilling Company. Fantastic drinks. Date night today. A Smoking Bowls food truck outside. I got three skewers for $10. Can't beat that deal. Fantastic drinks. Owner Joe is putting on a clinic. What would you call that? The rings and hook game, probably? He hit that thing 8 times in a row once on a live stream. Yep. I've done it 8 times in my entire life.
Brian and I were trying before the show. Probably threw like 20 of them.
Yeah, but Joe's an athlete.
I got zero.
You guys are.
I didn't get one.
You didn't get one at all?
No.
I wouldn't have been able to quit. I would have done it like 1,000 times before I did zero.
Part of it was I knew I was time to walk away.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I struggle with that. Like, it's kind of like one of those, like, I have to hit it at least once or I'm never going to leave. And then I'm there for like 3 hours. All right. Catching a stray. Willa Bitts today. Joey McGuire. This one's funny to me because he throws a shot at Notre Dame. And I like to pick on Notre Dame, mostly because of you, Joe.
I know.
But Joey McGuire taking a shot at the Golden Domers.
I was really excited whenever they joined the Big 12 because I think that they carry a lot of weight and a lot of respect. I think that I have a lot of respect for them entering a conference and not playing an independent schedule like other people. Y'all already know who that is.
UConn?
And so I have a lot of respect for that. So. I mean, they're earning their right just like everybody but a couple of people in the nation are earning their right through conference play, you know, and playing in some really tough places.
Wow.
Not earning their way in, Joe.
Wow.
I mean, look, if it was that easy, then, like, I don't get why everyone just doesn't do it. That's always my biggest argument. Why don't you do it then, Tech?
Because they can't make the money of Notre Dame. Notre Dame has all the Catholics.
Sorry. Sorry that NBC gives them $20 million a year.
I agree with Joey McGuire here, though. Like, I do think that it's more difficult to run the gauntlet of a conference. And then you also have the fact that you're not playing a conference championship game. And, look, it shouldn't matter when we're talking about the playoffs.
Yeah.
But it often does. Maybe not as much with a 12-team as opposed to a 4-team. But let's say BYU's on the bubble. Let's say BYU is on the bubble going into the conference championship game should they make it? Let's just say it's a rematch of BYU and Texas Tech in Dallas, which is a huge Red Raider base. Let's say BYU would be the last team in. If they lose for a second time against Texas Tech, even if it's a close game, in Texas Tech's backyard of Dallas where they have a huge alumni base, should that cost them a spot in the tournament?
No.
Will it?
It's hard to say because last year they didn't really punish it, but if they're that last team in, because last year's committee said they were not going to basically punish the losers of the conference championship game. Now, it did still happen, right, because Clemson was outside the top 12, so someone got left out for that reason. So it can affect you.
Yeah.
Should it? Probably not. But that's, I think, the flaw with the process of choosing the college football playoffs more than it is being in a conference.
And I do think that the gauntlet of running through a conference is a challenge. Like, I think that the top conferences cannibalize each other. I think the Big 12 cannibalizes each other. I think the Big 10, depending on the schedule, there are some teams who do have a soft schedule. It's a problem with an unbalanced schedule in these leagues that have outgrown their bounds.
Indiana was that last year.
Yeah. Look, I mean, SEC is ridiculous. A&M, their conference schedule versus, like, the top conference schedules are night and day. And I'm not knocking A&M because it's the SEC. SEC is the top conference in football. But their schedule versus the top SEC schedule is night and day. Mm-hmm. That's a fact, not an opinion. Notre Dame doesn't have to worry about that. Notre Dame doesn't have to worry about the gauntlet. They don't have to worry about a conference race and standings. They don't have to worry about a conference championship game. I believe Joey McGuire here. I think there is some substance to what he is saying.
My only issue with it is just, I know it's a bad year to make this argument, and so will next year as well because the schedule's not challenging. But there are years where Notre Dame's got very challenging schedules, and they choose to put it together. They're going to have a year coming up where they're going to play Texas, Alabama, and Arkansas in one season.
Yeah, when?
That's 28.
No. What part of the year?
Oh, I don't know. It's hard to know.
See, that's the other interesting thing. Isn't the committee supposed to, recognize teams that are, hot, that are finishing strong?
Yeah, and that helps Notre Dame.
Notre Dame's playing they're playing a top-heavy schedule at the beginning of the year, and then usually it's the middle of their substance is late in the year, so they're winning 7-8 games on their opponent strength 4 through 12.
Yeah,
100%. They're playing their first three games. Their most difficult games are usually in the first 5 weeks of the year.
Yeah, that's totally true because that's what you have to do because of the way conferences. Look, Notre Dame. If someone wants to pay Notre Dame $20 million of their TV contract to come into the conference, I'd be fine with it. But I'm not going to tell someone to give up a ton of money to join a conference.
I think there's two different conversations. I don't begrudge Notre Dame for being an independent because they're making so much money that it would make no sense to join a conference. But then the competitiveness of it can also be different. It's two different conversations.
Sure.
But Joe McGuire throwing some shade at Notre Dame.
Straight up.
Love it, though. Look, they do the Reckham. They throw up the guns. Tortillas.
I'll tell you right now, I want nothing. I want nothing. Yeah, no more tortillas.
Not onto the field. They still throw them.
Yeah, I want nothing more than now Tech Notre Dame.
That'd be so much fun.
I need it now.
Yeah, that'd be great.
James Franklin talked trash last year to Marcus Freeman, basically to his face and how to work out for him. He lost and he got fired the next year.
Yeah.
So, now I want Tech.
Calling your shot?
I want Tech.
Some would say it's divine intervention.
Yeah, give me Tech this year.
Burger King throwing shots at McDonald's on their new social media campaign, I guess. Don't settle for a mid-Mac.
Oh.
And then they have pictures of their burgers, which are all doctored and good.
Did Scott Boris write that joke?
It's not great.
It's not
a great joke.
It's not great.
I don't hate a Burger King burger, though.
No, I don't.
The char-grilled flame.
Their burger is better than McDonald's burger.
Yeah.
No doubt.
I haven't had it in so long. I haven't lived in an area where there's been a Burger
there's
King.
There's one in Richmond, a mile away from the studio.
There's probably 150 Burger Kings in the city
there's
of Houston.
There's one on 1960 right by Westlake.
Okay, that I live near. I don't eat fast food typically on the way to work. There's not
a Burger King in Lake City?
Not near me.
I find that hard to believe.
I'll send you guys a screenshot tonight.
No, please don't.
Don't.
As soon as I get home.
Better things to do with my time than
read
your
Burger
text.
King.
Once a year I'll crave the Texas double patty bacon
Whopper.
Cheeseburger Whopper. Okay. Yeah. The Texas Whopper.
I go for Wendy's.
Once
typically.
A year.
Really? I want a burger, I like Wendy's.
Oh, there's so many better burgers.
You think so?
Yeah, Culver's, In-N-Out, Whataburger.
Culver's are harder to find, though.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, there's Culver's out here.
Burger King burger is better than a Wendy's burger.
Two Culver's in this
I
area.
Like Wendy's burgers, really.
No, it's not as good as Burger King burger. Yeah. No chance. So Burger King trying to start some stuff. Aaron Glenn giving it to the New York media earlier this week.
Yeah, I'm going to pass on talking about injuries. Since Rich, he's not here, has all the answers, so you guys can get all the injuries from Rich. Now, so I go right into this game.
Are you a candidate for IR, or is that not something you want to
ask Rich?
Yeah, not happy.
Well, I'm telling you to ask Rich.
Telling you to ask Rich.
No disrespect to you or Rich, but like we want to hear from you. You know, like
you guys have been here. You guys have been hearing from me, but now since we're just reporting stuff, you know, that I haven't said, then maybe you should ask him.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. Sensitive coach being a little upset about the reporting of his team.
It feels like that's a product of a 2-8 season.
I don't know, man. D'Amico's doing it. They weren't 2-8. D'Amico's doing it before the start of the year.
That's true.
Is this a former player thing?
No, I think it's a micromanaging thing. Some former players, I mean, most former players are head coaches that are not just going to, they're not going to pay any attention to it. They're not going to give it any mind. It's out there. They probably leaked it in some cases. They're not going to say anything about it.
We saw Mike Vrabel had a similar incident to this where he like got verbally upset and said, basically said that we have a rat. So I think it's more of that, is that these coaches are getting upset that internally there are things that are coming out that should not be reported.
And then they're giving it, they're letting their lashing on the media about it. I also think there's a certain element of they want to control the message of their team.
100%.
And that's not going to happen. Like, these guys are independent reporters. They're not working for you. You're not paying them.
Shouldn't they have the players' safety and health in top of their mind?
Yeah.
They got to care about them.
The reporter was right, too. They ended up placing Garrett Wilson on the IR. Like, not only was he out, but he ended up being placed on the IR completely. But shout out Nimitz. Love you, Aaron Glenn. And this really isn't a stray, but this was Mike Francesa in Mad Dog trying to pronounce JSN's name, and I thought it was very funny, so here it is.
Smith, you know, it's amazing how many of these Ohio State, you know, receivers just come in the league and flourish, but Smith, Nijba, however you say it. I mean, you know.
The Seahawks blocked a 48-yard field goal with 4 minutes left, which would have put the Pats up 6. That was a big play in this game. Smith played well, and his receivers, Metcalf caught 10. Jackson Smith, Ngujuba, the kid from Ohio State, he caught 12.
Is that worse than the Mika Egbekbu?
Yeah, because it's definitely
close.
Is.
It's in the same tier.
I mean, JSN's been in the league. Also, all you have to do is call him JSN. If you're like, you're that nervous.
You notice how both first just went with Smith?
Yeah, see, I think that's worse.
They, like, bought themselves time, and then they still screwed it up?
Yeah. Like, it's, if they just would have botched it from the get-go, but they were kind of, like, cowardly about it in a way, and just calling him Smith.
They should have just said JSN, you're right.
Yeah.
Like, you know how to say it? Just, like, I don't know how to say Giannis's last name. I just call him Giannis, or the Greek freak.
Antetokounmpo.
Okay, yeah, the Giannis, the Greek freak. But it also,
but yeah, I get why they butchered that so badly in so many different ways.
Emeka Egbuka, Jackson Smith, and Jigba.
Yeah, it's not that
think
hard.
Either are particularly that hard.
No, it looks more daunting than it really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both look daunting. I love Gronk. Gronk, I don't know. Gronk, I give some leeway to, though. I give Gronk grace just because he's like, he's our dumb guy. You know? Yeah. He's dumb, but he's our dumb guy.
Have we heard Gronk say Jackson Smith and Jigba?
No, but now I need it in my life.
Yeah, no, I need to. Is there a video out there? We need to find it.
It's probably dangerous
for Gronk.
It probably
is.
I've never been divorced, but if divorce had a flavor, I'd imagine it would taste like a Wendy's burger. And Joe, Brian loved that joke.
I did like that joke. That's pretty good.
Joe,
no, don't you start this again.
Joe, there's a Burger King on El Dorado, brother.
That's right. There is. That's technically not League City, but there is one in El Dorado. You pass it by on the way to work.
Tech would beat Notre Dame. All right, 713-780-3776. Coming up next, we're going to play Who Said It for U of H Cougar tickets. One caller will be on Brian's side. If Brian stumps us, you're getting the tickets to see Houston and TCU. One caller, unfortunately, will be on our side. I apologize in advance. If we pull a miracle and win, you will be going to see Houston and TCU. Coming up, 713-780-3776. Who said it? Coming up next, it's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Those Houston Cougars, 8-2. Willie Fritz doing in his second year what Willie Fritz does in his second year, looking to cap off an incredible season. Be there a week from tomorrow at TDECU Stadium when the Cougs take on TCU for Senior Day. 713-GO-COUGS, uhcougars.com/senior to lock up your special deal. What is that deal, Branham? Well, grab the Senior Bundle. two tickets and a parking pass for just $40. Help send out these seniors who have guided the Cougars to an 8-2 record out in style. Don't miss the final home game of the season and your chance to celebrate an unforgettable year of Cougar football. Still some stakes out there, too, for the Houston Cougars. It could be a very impactful game in the Big 12 race. So take advantage of the senior bundle. Houston and TCU a week from tomorrow at TDECU Stadium. Let's get a big crowd on campus. Two tickets and a parking pass for just $40. Get your tickets now, uhcougars.com/senior, or call 713-GO-COUGS. Come early, be loud, and wear red.
Now time for super producer Brian McDonald, a.k.a. TreeMac.
I'm Groot.
To do his best to stump Jeremy and Joe.
Well, I'm stumped.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
Because everyone loves it.
Yeah, everyone loves it.
I know.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes.
Who said it?
He said it.
With Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
That's debatable. That is debatable.
Everybody loves it.
Which part?
Everybody loves it.
Everybody loves it.
I hate this game.
That's not hyperbole.
I thought it was super producer.
Look, I probably, wow. I should fake a smile and be like, yay, this game again.
Go ahead, look right into the camera, fake a smile. That was unbelievable.
I hate this game. But we are giving away Houston Cougar tickets here. Your Houston Cougars 8-2 looking to cap off an incredible season. Be there a week from tomorrow, TDECU Stadium, when the Cougs take on TCU for Senior Day. Grab the senior bundle, two tickets and a parking pass for just $40. Help us send our seniors out in style. Don't miss the final home game of the season, your chance to celebrate an unforgettable year of Cougar football. Get your tickets now, uhcougars.com/senior, or by calling 713-GO-COUGS. So we've got two callers on the line. Albert is on Team Brian. Bill is on Team Jeremy and Joe. Sorry in advance, Bill. But if you don't know this game, it's Who Said It. Brian reads us quotes that were said by ESPN 97.5 personalities and Rich Eisen. And then we have to guess which of those personalities said the quote. Five quotes, best of five series. Let's go.
Yeah, John Lance, Dell, Sean Mapes, and Rich Eisen.
Thank you for that, Brian.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Well, sometimes you're not sure about Mapes, so I just wanted to make sure he was included.
I mean,
he speaks a lot on the station. All right, first quote. We're all wondering about distractions in Philadelphia. As you know, I consider the distractions for them oxygen. They're just practicing football photosynthesis there. All the trees that are chopped down to make the newspapers and the headlines, providing that oxygen.
It's Rich Eisen.
And all the Eagles do to put the CO2 right back in the NFC and keep on winning. Football photosynthesis.
No one's saying that.
I think this is Sean Mapes.
No.
It's Rich Eisen.
It's Rich Eisen.
We're all wondering about distractions in Philadelphia.
There's only one person who talks like
as
that.
As you know, I consider the distractions
I don't know
for them.
If half our guys know
oxygen.
What some of those words mean.
Yeah, I don't know what those
words. Yeah.
I don't know what photosynthesis means.
Something with plants.
It's how,
is it like the art of the sun making the plants grow?
It's how trees. No, I think it's how trees turn whatever into oxygen.
All right.
It's a process used by plants, boom. Algae, and some bacteria to convert light energy into chemical energy, which they use for food.
Okay,
I think I was more right.
Yeah, I think you were.
Okay, cool.
I think, okay. Anyway,
right, 1-0.
You're up 1-0. It's honestly, it's hard to include Eisen because it's usually
that
so,
was, yeah. He
it's
thinks
so obvious.
He was talking like he was Einstein
it's
there.
It's so obvious. All right, quote number two. Your tackles, who are literally getting Justin Herbert killed, Justin Herbert is going to have to leave. Justin Herbert is going to be out for at least a few games or the season at some point this year because they can't block. They're not good enough. They've lost all their tackles. They're terrible. And they're about to face Cyborgs.
Who are they playing?
I don't know who the Chargers are playing this week.
Is this Granato? Because he's in L.A.? Like, who else would, like... I mean, I guess we talk about the Chargers and we know about their offensive line injuries. I think it's the morning show, though.
I agree.
And I think it might be...
Who'd be more likely to say Cyborgs?
Probably Lance.
That's what I was kind of thinking.
You want to go there?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Lance or line guy.
Your tackles who are literally getting Justin Herbert killed. Justin Herbert's going to have to leave.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert's going to have at least a few games for the season at some point this year because they just can't block.
2-0, Jeremy and Joe. Don't call it a comeback.
Just to lay out a scenario here, not to be the guy who talked about a no-hitter before a no-hitter, but there's never been a perfect 5-0.
Cool story, Ryan.
Never been a perfect 5-0. All right, quote number three. The Rockets have to have the most, I don't know how you would track this, but they have the most I will punch you in the face in the league. Like the most threatening, most internally threatening I feel like Ime Udoka is also like if you want to go, we can go right now.
Paul.
no longer an option.
I know.
I think you're going to be any four.
Mapes?
What, you don't think it's Rich Eisen?
No.
I actually don't think it's Mapes.
Okay.
I think it's Granato.
All right, Granato.
The Rockets have to have the most.
Oh, dang it. I'm sorry. Oh.
Bad teammate.
I don't know why I always do this.
I punch you in the face.
Oh, I suck at this game. I don't know why I try to take the shot.
I did jinx it right before.
Yeah, he did. That's garbage.
All right. Quote number four. You guys are up 2-1. What are they trying to tell Juice Scruggs? They put him on. How bad must he be behind the scenes? Does he take his funky ass shoes off and have funky feet in the meeting room and put them on? Like what does he do to piss people off where they say, just go hold the pad? CD Sal, get in here. Like, I don't even know what anyone's name is. Just block somebody.
Morning show.
Yes.
Really, that's three of our five options, but
I'm good there.
Okay. Granato?
Dang it.
Is that what you were thinking?
No, I was thinking Lance. But, like, I don't want to take the shot because I suck at this.
Granato. Final answer.
What are they trying to tell Juice Scruggs? They put him on.
We're
how bad must he be behind the scenes?
I got it right, Joe.
I know. I got the last one right.
We're bad on, like, winning when to take the shot.
Yeah.
Like, the wrong guy's taking the shot here.
Yeah. All right. This is for the game. Quote number five.
Maybe we should start talking about our levels of confidence. I don't know if that helps, though.
I don't know if it does either.
Because my confidence never higher than, like, a two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that would help in that scenario. All right. Quote number five. It's bad for the Gram. He's going to need to wear a normal helmet to be cool. So, it's bad for the Gram. It's bad for the Texans content creators. It's bad for Texans content creators when they put together their edits. If your quarterback is wearing a Guardian cap, it ruins the vibe.
Mapes or Dell?
I was leaning Dell. Mostly because he hasn't used them yet.
I'm leaning Mapes.
I feel like he has to use Dell, though, for affirmative action.
Can you make that joke?
I don't know. We'll find out.
HRP, you got a live net? No, live is Perkins.
We're about to find out.
For that reason alone, Dell.
It's bad for the.
Yeah! I was right! I cannot be fired for saying it because I was right. Let's go.
Congratulations on the
Let's
win there, boys.
Let's go. Congratulations.
First win against Ryan.
That was dangerous because you guys disagreed again.
That's the first time I've ever been excited about this game. Even when I've won.
Good teammate.
All right. How are you doing? All right, let's get to the junkie of the day. 713-780-3776 live from Old Humble Distilling Company. It's a date night. Oh, a date night from Old Humble Distilling Company. Enjoy the food truck out here smoking bowls. Fantastic drinks, fantastic cocktails as well. Junkie of the day coming up next. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
All right, but before we go to break, if you're in the Humble, Atascocita, Porter, Kingwood area, I would definitely have your date night here at Old Humble Distilling Company. But if you're, I don't know, in the Galleria area, AJ, go ahead and take out that music. Why don't you go ahead and have your date night at Burger Chan? Because Burger Chan now has extended hours, open until 9 o'clock Wednesday through Saturday. So many more hours during the week to go ahead and try out their great food. And there's no better way during football season, which is in full swing, to watch a game than with a tasty burger and fries or tots from our friends at Burger Chan. What are you watching this weekend? Texans taking on the Titans this Sunday? Maybe the top 10 matchup in the SEC between Texas and Georgia, or OU traveling to face Bama in another top 25 matchup? Either way, take your football viewing experience to the next level by picking up a great meal from Burger Chan. What else are you going to do? You going to heat up a frozen pizza? Maybe get some lukewarm fast food? No. Do it right. Do it up big. Something elite from the menu at Burger Chan. And it is elite. That's not just me saying it. That's a lot of people saying it. That's Sports Illustrated saying it. That's Bleacher Report saying it. That's Yelp saying, because Burger Chan was ranked by Yelp as one of the best 100 restaurants in the country. Not just best burger places, not just best places in Houston, but one of the best restaurants in the whole damn country. And one of our listeners actually tweeted at me during the break. Apparently, the Houston Chronicle also named them for 2025 one of the best restaurants in Houston. So they have the credentials to back up that elite claim. Make sure you stop by on Mondays in particular to get your meal, because they're partnering with us to celebrate big wins this football season on Victory Monday for the rest of the football season. Any Monday after the Texans win, feeling pretty good this week with the Titans game coming up, stop by Burger Chan to claim your free side with the purchase of any entree. All you have to do is mention my name, Brian, mention ESPN 97.5, or just say Go Texans and you'll get a free side with your entree. Burger Chan, best burgers in the city. Find them at 5353 West Alabama and see their full menu at BurgerChanHTX.com.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Old Humble Distilling Company. Here is Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Oh, great spot out here at Old Humble Distilling Company. Thank you to owner Joe for having us out here again. Great drinks, great cocktails, smoking bowls, food truck. The boys had some food. Very, very good. The Boomtown Bourbon, by the way, it's ready for you. Limited supply. It goes fast. It goes very fast. It is fantastic. Best bourbon you'll have. So get your hands on that. They also have a new cocktail, the Maple Pecan Old Fashioned, which I think the timing on that's really good. And also, if you're going to be around town tomorrow, they're going to be at Whiskey Charlie's on the west side doing tastings from 2 to 5 tomorrow. Date night tonight, so you can enjoy that. If you can't make it out tonight, Tuesday steak nights, Wednesday happy hour, $8 cocktails, and then trivia on Thursday. So always something to do at Old Humble Distilling Company, and very thankful for the hospitality as well. All right, junkie of the day. Before we get to that, did you know that Joe called Rico's mom?
Yeah.
Brian knew that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that.
So Sam is our social media admin. What's her job title?
Great question.
Okay.
I think you actually hit it, right?
Director of social media?
Okay, that's good.
That's kind of what Jeremy said.
I mean, she's the admin on social media, social media director, kind of the same vein.
I've known them for like 4 years now.
I don't think she's been here 4 years.
That doesn't make it better, Joe.
I've known her since she was an intern.
I don't think she was an intern 4 years ago.
3 years ago?
I think 4 years ago was before I was here, and she was hired after I was here.
Because I've only been here for 3 years. So 3 years.
How long have you worked here, Sam? 2 years.
When did you intern with us?
2 years.
2023, right?
Yeah.
2023. Yeah. Sam, do you find it odd that Joe calls your mother mom?
No.
Okay, she said no.
Thank you.
I mean, that's reserved for, like, husband material.
No, they invited me to Sam's graduation party.
I don't call my wife's mom.
Yeah, I don't either.
Really?
No, I call her Bebe.
I don't call my mother-in-law mom.
You call her Bebe?
That's like her grandma name.
Okay.
Her grandma name's Bebe. The kids call her Bebe, so I call her Bebe. Yeah. I'm not like, hey, baby. No, her grandma name is Bebe.
Okay.
I don't think that's appropriate.
Sam said it's fine.
It's a little weird.
Yeah, but you're her boss. What is she supposed to say?
Although I do think it's weird, I don't think Jeremy is the one to critique, because he told I love you to Sterling and Adam Roden.
That was a bit. But it was not reciprocated either. Junkie of the day. Is Joe out of line, though? 713-780-3776. Junkie of the day. We'll get to those. Oh, it's already playing the music. Junkie of the day, Joe. Who you got?
I'll nominate Jack Hughes. Plays hockey for the New Jersey Devils. I hope he's missing a little bit of time here coming up, because they were at dinner last night, and he slipped when he was eating steak, and he cut his hand.
Slipped on what?
I don't know. But he cut his hand.
Something wet on the floor, I guess?
No, like just like while he was eating his steak.
How do you slip when you're sitting down eating steak?
Don't know.
I was at a steakhouse one night, and a person to the table next to me had a seizure. It like fell back and was like having a seizure. It scared the daylights out of me.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Yikes.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought of there. Patrick Beverly, junkie of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently he's been arrested in Texas for felony assault.
Scumbag.
Per TMZ. I don't know what he did, but
just saw him. I'll go ahead and nominate Hyperbolic Alperen Şengün.
Good call.
Good call.
For his takes on Reed Shepard.
All right, so who? Oh, Brian, you got nominated by Alex for playing Who Said It, which is a good call. Who was our junkie of the day?
Şengün?
Yeah, Şengün.
That's fine. That's good. Yeah. Hyperbolic Şengün. Şengün sensationalism, our junkie of the day. Thanks to AJ. First time we mentioned him. You know what they say about a good producer? They say about, you know what they say, what makes a good producer? You never notice a good producer. It's kind of like a referee. You never notice a good referee. You never notice a good producer. Great job, AJ.
I was right.
Thanks to Brian for the hard work engineering tonight. He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you to Old Humble Distilling Company for having us out. Swing on by here. Aggies basketball at 6:30. Rocket Power coming up next. Have a great weekend, Houston. We'll talk to you on Monday. Good night.
Lidba.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.